give me a call, 13 13 32, or send an email to ue.com.au and click on the Driveline button. As I said, the church, the Catholic Church, will be changing the way that they deal with child sex abuse, or the allegations of child sex abuse within the church. Francis Sullivan is on the line, CEO of the Truth, Justice and Healing Council for the Catholic Church. Mr. Sullivan, thanks for your time.
It's a pleasure, Justin.
Can you outline for us what is the major change here?
The major change is that the church has a protocol for handling complaints called Towards Healing, but it's an internal church protocol.
Yeah.
It's been criticised by ourselves and the Royal Commission as lacking independence. So, firstly, what we've said all along is the days of us investigating ourselves are over, and therefore we think there needs to be an outside, completely outside body doing the investigation and determining the compensation. And that should apply for victims everywhere, no matter which institution they were abused in. So having a national statutory scheme seems to be cleaner, and probably, we hope, will give victims more security about what is going on.
Where does that suggestion come from? Do you believe that was coming from the Royal Commission anyway, or is that a decision that the church has made?
Well, it's certainly a decision we have made. But, other groups, we don't have the mortgage on this.
Yeah.
Other groups have also been talking about the need for a national compo scheme. I'm sure victim groups want something like that. You know, it's been sort of floated in the Royal Commission, but they're going to have their own roundtable discussions in September around this, and there's been the issues paper that we've responded to.
Yeah, I understand. In a way, for some people, you're not going to be able to win here, are you? They will look at you and say, well, where are your internal processes now? And they're going to say, well, you know, you've fobbed off the job to somebody else. Do you feel that you won't be able to win with some people?
Look, the truth is that the Catholic Church is a long way back in the credibility stakes, and people need to trust the processes, and they need to trust the compensation will be fairly determined. And I think we're just facing reality that people want things independent.
And that people don't trust the church anymore.
Correct.
That must weigh heavily on you, for someone who works inside the church, that you're not trusted.
No, it's not great.
The very thing that the church had been set up for in the first place many, many years ago, is not there. I mean, not to be flippant about it, but it's almost like having a chocolate shop and not having any chocolate to sell.
You know, it is very distressing, but we have to face the reality that the credibility of the church in this area of child sex abuse is extraordinarily low. And the community want more than words. They want to see action. And I think our submission is trying to demonstrate that things need to change. And we want to be part of the change. We don't want to arrogantly tell people how it all should be, but we want to put forward what we think could be something that all institutions can get involved with. I mean, at the end of the day, state governments and the federal government have got to start backing in this Royal Commission.
Well, when do you think you're going to get it back? When are you going to get that trust back?
Well, I don't know, but I would have to say the disillusionment is pretty ingrained. People feel in their guts some pretty strong things, and words only work for a very short time, and actions speak louder, and it'll need to be a series of actions over a series of time before people start looking back and saying, well, maybe they didn't.
There's still some awful things to come out of the Royal Commission. You know, it is far from over, and some awful findings that have been handed down. Is the church prepared for that?
Well, as much as you can be, I suppose. We can't crystal ball gaze what comes out of a Royal Commission. All we can do is turn up and be as transparent as humanly possible, provide the Royal Commission with the information it wants, don't get in the way of the processes, and I'll let them get on with their deliberation.
I want to ask you the timing of this, Francis, if you don't mind me calling you Francis. What is the timing of this?
Timing of the submission?
Yeah, not the submission. Why have you made this change now, that you would prefer that the government handle investigations? Why now?
Well, it's been an evolving view in the last 12 months. My council was set up, you know, just over 12 months ago as the formal body to engage the Royal Commission. And our job is to provide the archbishops and the religious leaders with independent, hopefully competent advice.
Yeah.
And we've looked at things. We weren't in place before then, and we've looked at it over this period, and it's pretty plain to us this is the direction that's got to happen.
Well, forgive the little cynic that's sitting on my shoulder, but Cardinal George Pell is giving video evidence next week, and this decision gets made today. The announcement has been made today. The detail has been put out today. Well, was it preemptive?
No, it isn't, actually. I'll have some people telling me that it's helpful, other people telling me it's not helpful. It's actually late. The Royal Commission put an issues paper out that wanted responses from everybody about nearly 2 months ago. But we, as you probably know, have been embroiled in all the public hearings.
Yeah.
And we haven't been able to deliver our submission until now. And we could have waited 3 more weeks until the hearing was over, I suppose. But the Royal Commission itself is beginning to look at these matters both in public hearings and in public consultations. And they were keen. We had calls from them to say, where's your submission? So it can. I get the view that some people might have that it all looks it's rather cute in the timing, but I just think you've always got to give it over to a staff up in time.
So you can say honestly that, that this has nothing to do with the fact that the Cardinal will be giving evidence next week?
Well, yeah, because to be perfectly frank, the Cardinal and everybody else next week is going to be questioned about what's called the Melbourne Response, which is a very local church complaint system, which actually does investigate independently, does determine compensation independently. We're responding to the rest of what the church does across Australia, the Towards Healing program. And, you know, so what we're actually just saying today in our submission really doesn't relate at all to next week's hearing, which is about a very small complaints program that is independently determined away from the Archdiocese.
I don't think you believe that that's true, Francis, if you don't mind. It will change because in the court of public opinion, from a PR point of view, it does make a difference.
In what way, Justin?
You announced today. Look, I'm not trying to pick a fight with you. It's important stuff. I have these questions straight. I'm not trying to trick you. But if you announce this today that you're going to have external investigation and it will be dealt with outside the church, and then next week Cardinal George Pell hits the stand and gives video evidence, it is helpful from a PR point of view.
The point is that he will be talking about, and everybody else will be talking about, an already independent system, which is in Melbourne.
In Melbourne, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what he's going to be asked about, and, you know, how they've structured it and all that sort of thing. But what we've been asked as a council is what the church across Australia and other institutions need to put in place for victims for the future. I mean, I do see them as two separate exercises. I mean, at the end of the day, the Cardinal is a big fella. It's up to him to answer the questions that are put at him, and it's not for us to put words in his mouth. The real issue here is that victims need some type of compensation scheme that they can trust and rely on.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter where you are in Australia or when it occurred to you in Australia and what institution, you should have equal access to something.
Did the Cardinal have anything to do with putting this together?
No, nothing at all. I'd love the opportunity to go over and show him a copy. I'd love the trip. But the reality is, this was done by our council, and it was actually finalised on Monday at our last council meeting.
Would it have been, if the Cardinal was still here in Australia, would it have been possible to get this one passed him?
I would have thought.
Would have he have supported it?
Yes, I would have thought. So look, just so you're clear, our council provides the advice to all the archbishops and the senior religious leaders. They have a grouping themselves.
Yeah.
And that group endorsed this proposal 100% unanimously. Mm. Now, I'd be gobsmacked if someone like the Cardinal would have had a different view.
Yeah, sure. Forgive me, but I think that when you talk about that process as if it is fail-safe, you know, those kind of processes have been in place for hundreds of years while children were being abused as well. Just because you have processes in place doesn't mean they're the right ones. Some of them have been pure evil.
No, we've even seen that in the Royal Commission, haven't we? There was an inquiry into a Toowoomba Catholic school where abuse occurred in the late 2000s, and there were all the protocols in the world in place.
Francis, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thanks for the time.
Francis Sullivan, the CEO of Truth, Justice and Healing Council for the Catholic Church. Glenn Lauder with some news. I do want to ask you just before...